This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. The Kenai Peninsula's elderly population is booming, but basics like housing and public transportation have not always kept pace, and what is available can be out of reach for some seniors. Advocates say better support for the peninsula's elderly residents is long past due. Take housing. Housing costs are high for Alaskans of all ages, but those costs are compounded for many seniors because they're living on fixed incomes. That's true for Fran Kilfoyle.
I don't have a whole lot of retirement funds. I live totally on my Social Security.
Kilfoyle first came to Kenai with her husband and six kids in 1976 to find adventure, and she's lived here ever since. Now, she lives in low-income senior housing. She says there are long wait lists to get into those apartments and the development next to the Kenai Senior Center.
I would say that if a new development popped up, that it could be filled up before it's even built.
Between 2010 and 2020, the Kenai Peninsula Borough's general population grew by 6%, but its population of residents 65 and older grew by an estimated 80%, according to data from the State Department of Labor. Most of those seniors are on Medicare, which does not cover assisted living costs. And assisted living costs way more on average in Alaska than it does in the lower 48.
The private pay cost for an assisted living on the peninsula, the cheapest starts at about $6,000 and it goes all the way up to about $12,000.
Natalie Merrick is a Soldotna-based counselor with the Independent Living Center, a Kenai Peninsula nonprofit that works with seniors to help them live more independently.
I talk with folks a lot that move up from California or Florida, and assisted living's down there, from what I hear, is about $3,000.
She says transportation, too, is a sticking point. The Kenai Peninsula has just one public transportation option. It's called the Central Area Rural Transportation System, or CARTS, and it runs 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Seniors make up about a fifth of the clientele. CARTS requires advanced reservations. Merrick says that can be challenging.
I work with folks sometimes that have the beginning signs of dementia. Okay, so to do all of that is too difficult. Also, a lot of the seniors that I work with are wheelchair users. So that's the other issue, is that the vans are not all accessible.
The other option is to call a cab. Local nonprofits and the Kenaitse Indian Tribe are looking into adding to the public transportation options as well. Lisa Morley says that type of investment is crucial, especially for seniors who live on more remote parts of the peninsula.
So that seniors could get to their doctor's appointments, go to the senior center, get meals, get around town.
Morley's executive director of the Alaska Commission on Aging, an advisory board to the state on senior issues. She says the costs seniors face are not unlike those Alaska residents of all ages put up with, just on steroids. Problems of that scale, she says, weren't big solutions, but Alaska's historically been a young state. Senior issues are not front of mind for a lot of people.
We've been saying this for years. I mean, I started working in senior services in 2001, and our services really haven't grown that much.
There are some financial incentives for seniors to retire on the Kenai Peninsula as well. Although they're higher than those outside, living costs are lower on the Kenai than in other parts of the state. The borough also has a real estate exemption for its senior residents who live outside city limits. That means they only have to pay taxes on home value above $350,000. And there are a lot of senior centers here, even in the peninsula's smaller communities. Fran Kilfoyle goes to exercise and writing classes at the Kenai Senior Center. She says those classes and meals operate on suggested donations.
They don't turn you away from anything.
Advocates say support for seniors, whatever form it might take, will keep more retirees in the state long term. Without it, they might have more reasons to leave than stay. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Thanks for tuning in.